Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. For those just listening, we remain in Tel Aviv. However, up to now, the messages almost exclusively have been for the Jews. But we are starting this choir, an event which is pure energy, an event of transmission and change called the Peace Choir. These messages are now for all and not just for the area. Indeed, we may use examples because we remain in Israel. Examples of what is here. But the messages are for everyone. In these brief moments, I wish to tell you a few things. Everything that you're doing is profoundly important. You may think of this perhaps as a performance or even a show. There is so much more. Consciousness is physics, and the physics of today is of peaceful intent and the broadcasting of it. The rehearsals are complete, and the tones are ready. There are no accidents with spirit. What brings you here is not an accident. The things that you see around you, even the structure of some of the programs, are not an accident. When it comes to that which spirit does over time, there are lots of coincidences until you finally realize it is a beauty, it is planned, it is appropriate. We just finished the tour with 13 Cryon channelings. And you might say, what a coincidence that it was 13. That in my partner's language, it spells exactly peace in Israel. That's not the coincidence. The ancient Tibetans had a system of numerology which was generic. What this means is that numbers have meanings for all. All languages participate in the ancient Tibetan system. But there is another system, the one here. The one that is Hebrew. The Hebrews have a system of numbers that is integrated into the letters of their language and the meanings. All of the numbers, when spoken with the letters that they represent, have meanings. It is called gematria. And I don't have to tell a Jewish person what the meaning of 13 is. It's not an accident that the 13 channels were given. And loosely, they would mean to a Gentile the unity of spirit, not an accident. The choir is known for matching nulls and nodes on the planet. We have discussed this many times. There are 24 nodes and nulls. It's not an accident there are 24, for they correspond to sacred geometry, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. You can figure it out. Many of the choirs have been known then to link a node and a null on the planet. Some look forward to this linkage. It doesn't take a choir to create the link. And there are choirs which will have no links. And this is one. And there's a reason why. Dear ones, there are no accidents. As you stand and sit in these places and move around, are you aware of the three nulls which surround you? As a triangle centered in this area, these nodes, these nulls, have been linked. The three nulls that surround you and that are the closest make a triangle. You sit in the middle of the triangle of the nodes and the nulls. Now, I'm saying both of them because they are linked. In other words, the three that you sit within, which are nulls, have been matched. What a coincidence. For of the 12 pairs, only five have been matched or linked. And you might say, well, of those three nulls that we sit within in the triangle, what a coincidence that they are already matched and ready. Oh, are they ready? Dear ones, those nulls are receptors. The Peace Choir is ready to activate, if you wish to use the word, engage, transmit, posture, change those nulls, which will in turn reflect on their matched pairs in different places of the earth. You're in the right place at the right time to create certain tones that will be sent to the nulls. It's interesting, isn't it? In 2012, you sang pairs and you started a process using the tones to create the ability for those nulls and nodes to be matched. Now it comes full circle. Now you are singing to the ones you helped create. It's a circle. Think of it this way. You use electricity to create and construct a plant that creates electricity. It's what you're doing. It is the first time any choir has sung its tones to affect a group of matched pairs. It is complex, filled with love, filled with purpose. It's the Peace Choir, and it's not just peace here. It is the seeds for peace on earth. Proceed. And so we continue. What a coincidence that there are five channelings left. And in my partner's language, we're going to spell peace. And so we start with P. Now we have spelled before, and we've done it right in this land, what I would call in the dirt of the land. Today, the P stands for pineal. Let us look at the pineal for just a moment, for those listening, perhaps who are new, and even those here. The very word pineal was not present when it was first then intuited. The ancients knew that there was something inside a human being. They felt it inside their consciousness, which would be their brain. Many felt that it projected or received from the third eye. Indeed, we now understand through your science that the third eye is located and lines up with the pineal. Some cultures actually put a dot there, representing that which is the window to the pineal, an honoring of a process of understanding God inside. Later, you understood that there was a gland involved. And so this became pineal toning. You deal with Yahi, who is here. I named him Yahi before he knew or understood that he was even singing pineal tones. Long before 2012, Yahi started to awaken. And out came remembrances of the sounds that you are actually doing today. Now, this is a review, but it needs to be a review for where it is going. For only in these past few years, the remembrance of pineal has turned into something else. For it is now evolved so that Yahi presents the tones in real time instead of remembering them. He, therefore, is a receiver from the Pleiadian through the nodes and the nulls. They are the stations, you might say, which are receiving and broadcasting new information. The nodes and the nulls are a push-pull system of vacuuming away old energy and pushing to you new energy. But dear ones, they have to have a catalyst. They don't work unless humanity activates or at least stimulates them with conscious intent. This is what you're doing. The pineal is now something that is broadcasting, again, we say, to the pairs of nodes and nulls. But more than that, the tones that you're singing create energy. In 2012, the event was profound. You sang specific tones that were known and remembered by Yahi. These tones had to be sung in order to send the signal to the cosmos that you'd made it. It sounds perhaps overly profound, but indeed this was the signal. How would you know these tones unless they had been remembered, sung shockingly accurately by a choir of 900 in what was formerly known as Lemuria? Now, however, look at what has taken place. You are combining remembered tones with current tones that you are receiving now in this new energy. You are then taking these pineal tones and putting them back into the planet with intent for peace. You are no longer broadcasting to the cosmos. The cosmos doesn't need peace. You do. You are broadcasting to the grids of the planet through the activated pairs of nulls and nodes, When you start changing the grids of the planet, especially that which is magnetic, it literally talks to the DNA. DNA is starting to change. The DNA is representing the efficiency of the consciousness of the human. In other words, you are affecting human nature. That's the conclusion, the bottom line. What are you doing here? The tones actually have energy when sung together. But now the tones are current. They're not from the past. They are received and broadcast with new intent from humanity. An intent that has not been seen before. The Peace Choir is responsible for placing this new energy on the entire grid of the planet. You're planting seeds. And the seeds will grow where they should and when they should in their own time. It has to start somewhere. And are you surprised that it starts here? It starts here and it fans outward and affects all of those who wish to feel the new energy inside. Oh, there's more. Humanity, old souls, have a choice to feel or not to feel. The parable of the farmer in the field we gave you has a man who chose not to feel anything new. He was too invested in the old. But the parable said that his sons felt it immediately. Dear ones, consciousness is like that. The old soul has a choice. Stay in the old energy or not. But the children, they feel it when they're born. They didn't have to choose. It's inside. And part of their human nature will be different than yours. Softer, wiser, with seeds which will start to grow in children here and everywhere. That's what you're doing. That's what the Peniel is today. Yahi, about those tones, what happened?
I lost my mind temporarily.
It's very good that these things are about intent and not accuracy. You may hear from your mother. Let me explain this. There's only one thing more intense than a Jewish mother. A Pleiadian mother. For a Pleiadian mother is multidimensional and you cannot escape her. That's really all we had to say. Intent is the key. Yahi, you have done what no one on the planet has done. You put together human beings in unity from all over the earth. And you've created that which we are going to speak of now, which is the letter E. In the tour, The letter E stood for enlightenment. And it still does. And in this brief moment, I'm going to give you an example. Because we are the peace choir, we. There are multi-dimensional entities here. You had to know this. And it is an entourage that is brought in from many sources. But the intent of this, the creator of this who sits with me, knows it well. We kid him about his mother, but she is here. And she is the one who whispers to him the tones and teaches him the current things you hear. Enlightenment, just briefly, let us continue with an example. What would be enlightenment as defined on the tour that many of you attended? Enlightenment was defined as a human being who could see others' views. He was then enlightened as to the attitude of others. This enlightenment gave him or her the ability to create peace between people, him or her and others. This is an enlightened human who sees the compassion first. Let's test it. Let me give you an example of what we're talking about that is germane to the situation and the land. Let's have a meeting and discuss what it would be like. What would be the opposites of belief in the land? Well, you might say perhaps it's an Orthodox Hasidic and a Muslim. And we say, no. They are brothers. They are only truly separated by the argument of history and a prophet. No, let us get more radical. Let's take a born-again fundamental Christian and a Hasidic Jew. And let's put them together and ask them to have a party on Friday night. They're separated by BC and AD. That is separation. Let us look, because this is not a metaphor. This has happened. And it's happened over and over, and it continues to happen. Let me set the stage. They are both enlightened. They are enlightened to that definition we just gave you. The Christian will come, and he is Shabbat aware. He knows what the other believes and why. It is not his way. It is not his rules. But it doesn't matter. Because what he sees is more than that. He sees the God inside and the intent of the ascetic. The ascetic sees the same thing in the Christian. That the Christian is aware and compassionate for the Hasidic's belief. And they share together. On a Friday night, perhaps it's limited what they're sharing, or is it really? They partake of a meal, which was prepared appropriately the day before. And they share something else. They share an obscure scripture that they both have, which is the intent of God when God says there is a time to be still and know that I am God. And they look at one another and say, what can we do besides eating and sharing stories? Could we dance? Could we clap? Could we listen to music? No. But we can sing. And so they both sing to one another. And they sing of love. And the Hasidic sings the songs that his mother sang to him when he was a child. Songs of love that were so meaningful to him. Not songs of his belief or his religion or his prophets. And the Christian turns and holds his heart and sings the songs his mother sang to him when he was little. They taught each other the songs, learned their languages, sang into the night, and loved each other. That is the promise of peace on this planet. When you sing one tone, dear ones, are you singing one tone and concentrating on one? Are you also listening to the other tone, making sure it fits with yours, knowing both of them at the same time, being pineal aware? I think you understand. It's time for a brief pause. The subject is peace. The letter is A. A is the beginning of my partner's alphabet. And there is a beginning here. For we're going to let A stand for action. Dear ones, there are new paradigms expected in a new energy. Many esoteric people believe that the meetings that they are in and what they do in the meetings will be all that is needed to create whatever they're doing. They go to a prayer meeting, some kind of perhaps ceremony of blessing. They go to church. They go to synagogue. They go to the mosque. And then when they come out, they're different. They say, well, it's back to everyday life, which is survival in the streets, where you're raising families and going to the workplace, if that is what you do. And it's always been separate, always. The actions of a human being tend to be compartmentalized according to what they are trying to achieve. If you're trying to achieve a spiritual purpose in your life, you spend more time on your knees or in the church or the mosque or the synagogue. It seems to always be equated with more or time or duration and quantity. And that is changing. If you take a look at spiritual systems and the rules of the systems, there's timing, there's action, there's do's, there's do-nots, all to get you into a place where you can worship, where you can make a difference. Action is changing. When you leave this place, will you be different? I want you to relax for a moment and feel what is happening here. Other human beings of like mind that you can relax with and you can love and you can be safe. You can hold your hands up and raise your voice. Put your hand on your heart, no one thinks anything of it. You can sing the tones that will change the planet with others who are doing the same thing. And when you leave here, who are you? You get in the car and then honk at the fool in front of you, perhaps. Wonder how this person can be so uninformed, say certain things. What's your reaction to those who don't believe what you believe politically? How high can you yell? How much can you argue? How do you feel when somebody looks at you and calls you a name? What is your action? If you don't carry these tones with you inside, dear ones, what you do here is not going to make a difference. I want you to know this. Why is it you rehearse this? Do you think it's so that you'll do a good job today? No. Were you given musical training or notation, that is, the notes that you're singing in music? No. What you were given is repetition. So you remember the tones inside, so that you can sing them to yourself and remember what they sound like when others sing them with you. You're in a circle of love, dear ones, and when you leave here, you're not. And what we are telling you is that you must become your own circle of love. When you walk out on the street, no matter who is there, no matter what they say, no matter what they believe or don't believe, your action is to create the tones of compassion for survival. Can you survive with only these tools? Let me ask you, how have you done so far? Is it time, perhaps, for a change of attitude on what survival might be? If you can keep a calm and compassionate heart, do you realize how that might change those around you? Even the ones who would yell at you, they would not get a reaction. They would not get a fight. They would not get an argument. The masters who walked this planet, all of them, here, other places, gave you the example. They were balanced and they were compassionate no matter what. The balance that they had came from that which they had inside. That's what you're learning. There's more than the choir. It's an example. It's action that makes a difference. God inside all the time. Yayi has mentioned an awareness of the coding of the DNA of the masters. There is great irony here, with Yayi also being a researcher in stem cells in medical profession. He has discovered something medically that is also a principle of consciousness. The subject is peace, the letter C. Consciousness and DNA are related, not just related, as goes one, goes the other. For DNA contains the template of all things that deal with the human body, including consciousness. DNA is identical and unique throughout the body. Hundreds of trillions of cells of DNA are yours, all the same. And that template or that blueprint is you. Not only does it carry that which is your chemistry, but also your Akash, your remembrance. It then tempers your thought, the consciousness of what you have as you walk around the planet. And it's the consciousness shift that you are working with now, yours and that of humanity. Yao Yi has made a discovery as Todd, and it has no name yet. It's a principle that lies within the body, and we will call it the benevolent high road principle. That is, the body always will look for and take what is greater instead of lesser. In all of his experiments, since the time of his quantum laser, he has not had a negative outcome. Never. That is against all odds in chemistry. As you mix things together, even randomness would say there must be some experiments that go the other way. He's never had one. He's dealing with the benevolent high road principle. When the cells see something better, they want it, and they go for it. In stem cell research, you present that which is the newest and best to a body that may be in trouble or older. It goes into the body sees it, and the template is duplicated, and the healing begins. The body sees a new template. Perhaps it's one that it saw when it was a child and it lost. It sees the original. And then the template starts to shift and change. The benevolent high road template. Think for a moment of something no researcher would ever want to do. Take a very old human's DNA and inject it into a young person to see what would happen. Well, I'll tell you what would happen. Nothing. The body will reject that which it sees, will not help it. But when it sees something that will, the benevolent principle will begin. I want you to remember this, for the sea represents the consciousness that you're planting seeds for now. The more human beings have a higher road of benevolence, it's contagious. And those around you will see something that those saw in the masters around them. They want it. They're tired of the frustration and the friction and the war. They want something better. The high road principle, the higher the consciousness you can present on the grids of this planet and the children coming up will have, it's contagious. It's not linear. Hardly. The seeds that you plant today are logarithmic. That is to say, they don't stack on each other. They don't multiply like your population. They expand in a way that is so beautiful, because that's what humans see and want, dear ones. You're changing the template of consciousness. And finally, the letter E. And it stands for the end. It's not the end of the day. It doesn't stand for the end of a tour or the end of the choir. This E stands for the end of an age. Years. We have told you about this time. We told you of its coming, and then we told you it was here, and now we're telling you what to do now that it is working. 26 years. We told you about the end of an era, the beginning of something so different that history would mark it someday. They would see it, measure it, and finally see it in its beauty. Dear ones, you are at the beginning of this. And we will say it yet again, the beginning. These things happen slowly. Civilizations move from one area to another slowly. Generations start to then assume certain consciousships. Ways change. Human nature starts to move. You're the front runners. You have the front line. Old soul, this is the end of an old time. You're in a transition. And many of you cannot really either believe it or see it because it happens slowly and you're impatient and you want it now. You've only had it for a few years. You're just learning how. But we say it yet again, it has to start somewhere. A long time from now, they will look back esoterically to a choir. In Tel Aviv, Israel, they will see what has happened on the planet. They will be aware of the wild cards. And they may even say they had no idea what they started. Some would walk away questioning, is this real? Is this not? Some who are musical might even analyze and object. Those who are esoteric know that these things often don't make common sense while you're doing them. But in retrospect, you see the results. Dear ones, could it be that the seeds planted in this triangle of nulls will start a process here and on the world that I've told you about for over 20 years. It's why I'm here. Finally, this is a potential. When I arrived, it was a potential. I told you it was a potential. Humans have free choice. All of you did not have to come. You did not have to realize the profundity of what you're doing. And you did it. It's not an accident that you took the high road, that you saw it, old soul, and that you're here. Go from this place changed. For someday, historians will know that you were here. And so it is.